LNE Volume 3, a video by the great Franklin Carbonati, spanning Rome, Milan, London, New York, Paris, Barcelona, Montreal, and Toronto, featuring Rebo, Volvo, Snens, MTNW, Anger, Talker, Xavier, BO South, Lure, Rehab, Time, Zonic, XSM, Kemto, Salon, TD, Emno, Fayer, Toser, Nove, Stays, Villo, OSF, Waste, Soul, Zano, Guko, and What. The full video is now available on our Patreon. Enjoy, peace, love, and respect. If you don't mind, can you talk me through what your upbringing was like, and then up until the point where, like, what led to you being homeless, or what your experience with drugs was like?
Let me try to put this is the least incriminating as possible. I'll give you like some insights to my childhood, like early childhood, coming home from school, mom being purple in the fucking bathtub with not my dad, but my uncle trying to revive her. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck is wrong with mom? I didn't understand then what's going on. My dad crying about if he gets a school clothes that he'll be dope sick, so we don't have to go to school, you know, type situation, and just fucking selling needles for my dad and heroin to make my fucking like $20 for dinner for my myself, and you know, just being around a bunch of fucking convicts and just learning how to be a fucking terrible person from them, pretty much. You know, it's like you learn things from these individuals and their bad choices, and then, like, I'm a fucking young man, and, you know, these are the only people that I'm surrounded by, so it's pretty much, like, graced into a lifestyle that I really didn't have, you know. It wasn't mandatory that I go to school. Like, and if I did go to school and I got suspended, there were no fucking consequences. I'd go home and hit Pops up for some fucking pills or whatever. You know, back then it was like, crank, you want to do some crank Pops? Like, yeah, let's do it. And, well, whatever. And, like, don't get me wrong, I fucking love my dad and my mom, but, like, they sure as fuck were, I want to say that they're sick and that they didn't have the capability of taking care of, you know, their children. They apparently did their best, but, you know, up until I was, you know, in my mid-20s, I was just living like how I was kind of taught, and that shit was not working out. And so leading back to, it was up to me to fucking come out of the daze and realize that, you know, I fucking needed to change. And I'll tell you what happened there, which is fucking weird, but I'm in, 23-hour day fucking lockdown situation, locked up, and I've got more drugs on me than I even had on the fucking street. And so I'm high as fuck with this dumb motherfucker in, you know, the back of a fucking jail where, you know, we don't get any sunlight, none of that shit, so we're real fucked up. And I've just got, like, a serious amount of fucking drugs, like, because I've frequented so often that, you know, I've grown up with my dad's fucking buddies. They have kids. I knew them. And now we're in fucking jail together. So it's like, picture going to college, right? But instead, on the opposite side of the spectrum, like, oh, I went with Johnny to fucking elementary school and then to junior high and then high school and then to college. Well, this is like, picture that jail-wise. Do you fucking grow up with these motherfuckers? And at one point, it's like, you're there with all your fucking friends. And so they come in with whatever, you come in with whatever, and we're fucking partying. And I was locked in a box where you're not supposed to have anything. And I was like, whoa, holy shit, dude, this is fucking kind of scary. Somehow, like, this used to be a place where I would come and fucking straighten out, and I'd be cool, and I'd go and, you know, hit the reset button a little bit. But now it's just like, fuck, dude, like, I'm swimming, and it's like, nothing's safe for me anymore. Like, I have no choices. What do I do? And I'm like, well, I guess I got to fucking, I never gave it a shot without it. And so I fucking slid the dope to somebody else. And I'm not going to lie to you, I was tweaked out of my fucking mind. I started filling out these applications for drug fucking rehabs and shit. And I fucking sent so many of them out, dude. I sent one to myself. I was so fucking high that mail came through 2 a.m. They slid it back to me. I'm looking, I'm like, all right, I got a response. Holy shit, I sent this to my fucking cell. I'm high as fuck. Oh my God. And, you know, I eventually got a response, and I took the opportunity, and I fucking changed my fucking life. And I've never looked back. And life as a child is ugly, dude. You know, I guess what would be important for me to say is, you know, throughout all of my life, whatever turmoil has happened, especially as a child, like when I started writing, like that shit was my like go-to thing. I would leave my house was bad, you know what I mean? Like, dad and uncle fucking ODing, all this shit, you know, falling out. I would walk train tracks, and I would fucking just check where I was at. That's where all the fucking shit was on the fucking rail. I'd just go listen to headphones, check out shit, and try to fucking do what I could as, you know, 13 years old or whatever. And I was like, yo, this is like the shit. This is like my escape. And I just loved it. And I would just draw and I would fucking focus on that and tune out kind of everything else. So, you know, at the end of the day, if, you know, your lady leaves you, or, you know, somebody dies, or you lose your fucking job or whatever. And, you know, for me, like, writing has always been something that I've always had. It's like never going to leave me. It's never done anything to me other than, you know, if I got caught bombing, like, it's not the cop's fault that he arrested me. It's not like I was doing the crime. I'm a fucking man. I own up to my, you know, I'm committing a crime. I enjoy that I'm committing a crime, by the way. So fuck, if I get bagged, fuck. This is the consequences. I'm a fucking man. I'm gonna fucking do my fucking time, stand up and be like, yep. And when I get out, I'm gonna do that shit again. I don't give a fuck, because this is what I fucking love to do. It's just like, going to jail isn't a fucking consequence for something that you fucking love to do. Like, I just think that that's a misperception. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I fucking don't want to get fucking bagged. We see motherfuckers like, I trip out on, like, the dude's been fucking bagged like so many fucking times, still out right and fucking shit. And like, not to say that it's the same guy, but it's like whoa, like, you know, or like from down here, like they had his face in the newspaper or all this other shit. And then, you know, the fucking lo and behold, you know, like, motherfuckers, you know, change their name and continue going or whatever. And it's like, I love to see that shit. I fucking love to see it. It's like, that's right, motherfucker. Go get that shit. Like, that's the beast inside just saying, I will not fucking stop. I fucking love that shit, because that person probably had a situation where that was their food, you know, and they're like, they gotta fucking eat no matter fucking what. And so that's how I got out of that shit, that my fucked childhood. I mean, I could tell you stories, horrible shit from my fucking childhood, but at the end of the fucking day, yeah, man, I made a lot of bad choices. Like, blaming people, the blame game's just bullshit. I'm not a fucking victim of circumstances, you know what I mean? Like, did I ask for that shit? No. But did I choose to continue with it? I did. And then I chose to fucking turn it the fuck around, dude. And so, yeah, Bat had a bad childhood too. And that's how we've been fucking friends. All of my friends from when I was a kid, we had a group of fucking friends that just had a fucked up childhood. We found each other and we're still friends to this fucking day. They're my only friends, pretty much. It's crazy, like, still to this day, since we were fucking kids. Like, it's fucking nuts, dude. I think that holds fucking strong, dude.
This was a segment from Ola's interview. The full episode is available on our Patreon. We have episodes from Graffiti Writers, Bat, Ola, Host 18, XSM, Sake, Les YKK, Cash 4, Wayne COD, and Dual Risk Crew. Members also gain access to episodes of Z and I speaking on a range of topics from mental health, martial arts, graffiti, and the world as a whole. Members can message us anything they wish to speak on or questions for upcoming episodes. Members can also opt to join our product tier, where we send out products like mops, photo books, and signed prints to our members every month. Infinite thank you to everyone who shows an ounce of support. Link is in this episode's description.